Hey guys, Miggy here, and I'm seriously excited today because Man Paradise has released the first full episode of his official Man Paradise cartoon series. James, who's the creator behind Man Paradise, has completed his first full episode, which is a story about a man who's divorce raped, loses everything, goes MGTOW, and lives out his days in paradise. Please check out the man who created this masterpiece, Man Paradise. He has a YouTube channel, make sure to subscribe to him and support his work via Patreon. He only has one Patreon so far, so come on you guys, give this man some love. He truly deserves it. By the way, like myself, he also hails from Australia.
John, are you going to have that monthly report ready on time?
Yes, I'm taking care of it.
Well, make sure it's done on time. Last month's report was late. Better get your act together or I'll have to give you a negative review at your next employee evaluation.
Asshole. Honey, I'm home.
Make sure you take the bins out, and it's your turn to cook tonight. I want chicken.
Okay.
Get out of the way of the TV.
So, how was your day?
Good. I had brunch with Jennifer, then I did some clothes shopping, and in the afternoon I went for a massage and a spa treatment.
That's great.
You smell nice tonight.
John, I'm not in the mood. It's been a very stressful day, and I've got a headache now. Good night.
John, are you still on track to get that monthly report done on time?
Yes.
Well, make sure you do, because your last report was late, and if you make that kind of mistake again, there could be serious consequences for your career.
Hey, honey. How was your day?
It was good. I had lunch with Jennifer again, then we went and saw a movie together. How about you?
It was okay. Is dinner gonna be ready soon?
Dinner? I've been busy and working hard all day, and now you want me to cook you dinner? Why do you expect me to do so much? Is it so much trouble to get a little bit of help with the housework from time to time? Jesus! Take the time to smell the...
Hi, honey. I'm sorry I...
John! What are you doing? Quit wasting time and get back to work! John! What do you think you're doing? I quit!
Huh? Honey, are you home? Honey, I'm coming, honey! Honey?
Yeah, take that shit, bitch.
Stacy, what's going on?
Uh-oh, another husband came home. Time to bounce, dog.
Chad, Tyrone, wait.
What do you mean, wait?
Sorry, babe. We've got 4 more housewives to go have sex with today before their husbands come home. Bye. Chin up, cowboy. It can only get better from here. Peace, nigga.
This is all your fault. You don't treat me right anymore.
I just don't know what happened, you know? I work so hard to provide for her. I help out around the house. She gets to spend her days having lunch with friends and going to the movies and getting beauty treatments. I don't know what else to do to make her happy. God, what now?
That's him, officer. I'm so scared.
You're under arrest.
Why? For what?
You're a wife beater.
What? I never laid a hand on my wife. Stacy, what did you tell them?
Enough. It's off to jail for you, mister.
Officer, you have to understand, I never laid a hand on my wife.
I know.
What do you mean, you know?
We get a lot of false domestic violence reports. It happens all the time. But it's my job to put you in jail.
But if you know I didn't do anything, why do you have to put me in jail?
Because vagina, that's why. You see, I work for the government, and the government worships vagina. Every law they make is in the interests of vagina. Like the one that says, I have to put you in jail without any evidence because your wife says so and wants to divorce rape you.
Wait, what's divorce rape?
You'll see. Now sit down and shut up.
Don't I at least get my phone call?
Okay, John, time to go.
Don't I have to go to court or something?
There's no need for court. Court is for the people who really abuse their wife. For fake cases like yours, we just put you in jail long enough for you to get divorce raped.
What's divorce raped?
You should chat with your lawyer, John. He's waiting outside.
Okay.
John, this is Paul, your lawyer.
Hi, John. Why don't we go to my office and we'll discuss what's happening to you?
Okay.
John, I hate to be the one to break the news, but your wife has filed for divorce.
But why? I don't understand.
She says you're a bad husband, abusive, and violent.
But that's not true. I've never raised a hand to her in my life.
It doesn't matter, John. She's claiming you're abusive and violent and is trying to divorce rape you. The courts will most likely award her your house, its contents, as well as most of your money.
But it's a lie! I'm a good husband! And she's been cheating on me! Just the other day, I came home to find her getting gangbanged by 2 guys while I was at work. This is bullshit!
John, you obviously don't understand how marriage and divorce works in our society these days. Yeah, have some red pills while I explain.
I don't want any red pills.
John, it's important you take some red pills or you cannot understand. You You see, John, the reason your wife is getting your house and most of your money, the reason she's able to make up lies and have you thrown in jail, the reason for all of this is... vagina.
What do you mean, vagina?
Well... there are some women in the world, usually obese, disgusting, sexually frustrated women with body odor and blue armpit hair, that have convinced everyone that they are oppressed, and therefore everyone else must do what they say.
Oh.
They call themselves feminists. They go about whinging and complaining about men nonstop, making up lies about things like the wage gap and rape culture. All because they're fat and ugly and nobody wants to fuck them.
Oh.
Keep taking those red pills, John. In the family court, they've rigged the system. So anytime a woman says she's scared of her husband or he might be abusive, the husband's thrown in jail. This gives the woman enough time and evidence to commit divorce rape and take all of the man's property.
Well, surely it's not that bad. We've got no kids, so our property has to be split 50-50, right?
Keep taking those red pills, John. Sometimes a man is lucky and gets to keep half his stuff. But unfortunately, most of the time he's divorce raped and loses almost everything.
Well, I don't know about that. So what are people out there doing about this stuff? How can we fight it and make it right?
There are some people trying to stop these ham beasts from wrecking everything. Men's rights activists, for example. But as of yet, they haven't managed to fix the problems in the family court and stop divorce rape. The best strategy for now is to do what's known as going MGTOW.
What's MGTOW? How do I do that?
MGTOW stands for Men Going Their Own Way. It's a term used to describe men who see that the dating, relationship, and marriage game in the West offers little benefit to them and simply choose not to play. A lot of them still have sex, one-night stands or prostitutes, for example, but the key to their strategy revolves around never getting into a committed relationship with a woman of any kind whatsoever.
Sounds good. I'll just go MGTOW then.
Unfortunately, it's not that easy. You already got married and are possibly going to be the victim of divorce rape. Fortunately, you don't have any children, so there won't be any ongoing child support payments, but as I said, in divorce court, your wife is likely to be awarded your house and almost all of your money. You can go MGTOW, but only after the divorce rape.
Yeah, we'll see.
This court is gathered today to hear the divorce proceedings of John and Stacy Smith. Court is now in session. Proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honor, this man is a misogynist. As this police report shows, my client is terrified of him becoming violent and should be protected from this garbage human being at all costs. I request the marital home and 100% of the couple's savings be awarded to my client. My client's ex-husband oppressively forced her to stay at home and not work, so she has not been able to develop a career and maximize her earning potential the way he has. Thank you, Your Honor.
Your Honor, there is no evidence my client ever was physically violent.
Objection.
Sustained. In this court, you can never say anything to suggest a woman is lying. That's misogyny. Women don't lie.
Your Honor, my client has worked full-time for 10 years and dutifully supported his wife. He has never stopped her from trying to enter the workforce.
Objection.
Sustained. I warn you, sir, to stop suggesting that women are lying. That's misogyny. Women never lie. If you commit such an act of bigotry and hatred again, I will be forced to hold you in contempt.
Your Honor, I request that the marital assets be divided 50-50 as the couple have no children, and that is what is fair in this situation. Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Smith.
Yes, Your Honor?
After reviewing the evidence in front of me, it is clear that you are a hateful bigot who did nothing but beat and oppress your wife your entire marriage.
Well, what evidence is that?
You have a penis. It is the order of this court that Mrs. Smith receive 100% of the marital home and its contents, as well as 75% of your savings. I should also point out to you that the only reason I am leaving you with any money at all is so you don't claim welfare and become a burden on the state. I order you to vacate yourself from the marital home within 30 days. This court is adjourned. All hail the mighty vagina.
Sieg Heil!
Dismissed.
What happened? I'm sorry, John. Divorce rape was always a possibility. I'm afraid it happened to you, too.
But why me, too? I worked like a dog to pay the mortgage off of the house while we were young. Now she gets the house and 75% of the money? I'm almost ruined. I'm left with less than 20 grand to my name. She's taken everything. I didn't believe you about divorce rape, but it's happened to me, too.
We have to leave now.
We got him. 100% of the house and 75% of the money. Cash and prizes, girlfriend. What do you think you'll spend it on?
I don't know. Maybe a new car? John only bought me an old piece of crap before. I want a new BMW. What do you want?
I just want to say I hope you'll be happy. Goodbye and good luck.
Whatever. You got 1 week to get your stuff and get out of my house.
But the judge said I had a month.
I don't care. I'll call the cops and tell them you're trying to beat me up again, you loser. Get your stuff and get out of my life.
Ah, great. These two again.
What's up, nigga?
Where's Stacy?
Bitch is out. Come inside. Make yourself at home. I found some more beer out the back of the... Hey, cowboy, what's going on?
Just come to get my things.
Yeah, I heard. I got friends who've been divorce raped. Tough break.
Yep, me too. I gotta get my stuff and get out of here.
You want a beer first?
No, I better go before Stacy gets back.
Chill, nigga. Bitch is out. Pick up your shit, then come have a beer.
Okay, maybe just one.
So then, judge says, that bitch get the house and 75% of the money. And I'm like, fuck!
Man, that bitch be tripping. Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah, she didn't even care that Stacy was getting gangbanged by both of you. She just gave her all my stuff. Now I got no job, no wife, and only about 20 grand left.
Shit. Have you at least taken some red pills through all of this?
Yeah, my lawyer gave me some.
Well, let me give you some more. Here, take these. To me, it sounds like you are a typical nice guy in your relationship, but women don't want that. Despite what they say, women don't want a nice guy. That's bullshit.
So, what do they want then?
Well, could be any number of things, but in a nutshell, an alpha male. Word.
What's an alpha male?
Could be a rich guy, could be a buff guy, could be someone famous, or any combination of the above. But basically, a guy that is better than almost all other guys in some way. Women want me because I'm rich. Yeah, bitches want me because I got a 12-inch cock. Bitches love them some 12-inch cock. Best part is, if you're an alpha male, You don't have to marry a woman, or date her, or meet her friends, or listen to her whine and complain all about her bullshit. They drop their panties for you anytime, any place. Or invite you over for sex while their husband's at work. Yeah, you gotta let that bitch know her place. Bitches got to know her job is to fuck me, suck me, and make my motherfucking dinner. If bitch ain't doing that shit, bitch be gone.
Maybe that's where things went wrong with us. We hardly had any sex at all the last few years.
Damn, nigga, that shit ain't cool. No wonder bitch left your ass if you ain't fucking her no more.
Yeah, maybe. What about this MGTOW thing I heard of? I gotta find out more about that. Oh, crap, Stacy's home. What do we do?
Damn, nigga, chill. Yeah, you gotta relax, bro. Just let her know her place.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. You're right. Here we go.
What the fuck are you doing here?
I'm here to tell you your place, bitch. Now get in the kitchen and make me a sandwich.
What did you say?
Whoa!
Get the fuck out of my house! Get the fuck out of here! I got you guys the food you guys wanted. Here you go.
Let's see here. How to go MGTOW. 4 steps to going MGTOW. Step 1. No long-term relationships with women. With sex being so easily available these days, there is no need for long-term relationships with women. By avoiding long-term relationships, you also avoid the risk of divorce rape. Well, that's good advice.
Hey, you're reading an article about MGTOW and divorce rape?
Yeah. I just got divorce raped.
Me too.
Step 2. One-night stands only, or even better, hookers only. By only sleeping with hookers, you minimize the risk of divorce rape, false sexual assault allegations, and all the negative consequences that go along with it. Step 3. No more white knighting or being chivalrous. Stop doing favors for women just because they're women. Feminists have asked that women are treated equally, so treat them exactly the same as you would another man. Step 4. Live for yourself. Do what you want, what you feel like, what's in your best interests, 100% of the time. What's this? Holidays in paradise. Flights and accommodation for 4 weeks for $2,000. Enjoy the beach, warm weather, beer, women, gambling, golf, and alcohol. Fuck it. I need a holiday. Get away from all this shit for a while. Book now. Fly today. Confirm. Woohoo! Paradise, here we come!
Hello, sir. Your passport and plane ticket, please.
Yep. Here you go.
Do you have any luggage?
Just this bag.
Okay, sir. Your plane boards from gate number 3 at 4 p.m. Have a nice flight.
Thanks.
Hey, so you're headed to paradise?
Yeah, I just got divorce raped and I'm going my own way. Getting away from it all for a while, you know?
You got divorce raped? Me too.
Divorce raped? Me too.
Divorce raped? Me too.
Yep, me too.
Welcome aboard, and thank you for choosing Paradise Air. At this time, we would like to ask you to please put on your headphones and direct your attention to the screen in front of you. Thank you, and enjoy the flight. Welcome to Paradise Air, your gateway to paradise. As you may have noticed, all staff aboard Paradise Air are extremely attractive and dressed in sexy outfits for your viewing pleasure. We invite you to stare at them as much as you like. Are you sick and tired of the job you hate, the wife who doesn't fuck you, and the life you can't stand? Paradise is for you. With warm weather, endless golden beaches, world-class golf courses, alcohol, casinos, hookers and strippers everywhere you look, Paradise truly is every man's dream come true. On behalf of everyone at Paradise Air, we welcome you aboard and hope you enjoy your stay in Paradise, the place where every man can be Dan Bilzerian for a day.
Yeah!
Woo! All right!
Hey guys, if you made it this far, thanks for watching and I hope you enjoyed the show. If you want to see more episodes, the number one thing you can do to help make that happen is to share this episode around the web. I'll be judging the success of this pilot episode based on how many views it gets and how many subscribers it generates for the channel, so if you like it and want to see more, please share it around as much as possible. If you do repost it somewhere, like another YouTube channel, please let me know where you've reposted it in the comment section so I can track all of the views it gets in the places it's shared. Thanks again for watching and hope you enjoyed the show.
Thanks for watching, smash the like button, subscribe and bang the bell. And if you like my videos, support this channel via PayPal, Patreon, or buy crypto.
Drop the bass, Kitty.